Hi, welcome to the Read Play Talk podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Lindsay Paris.
And I'm your other host, Jack Love.
This podcast is a resource for parents and caregivers as we educate on the importance of reading, playing, and talking with children every day. In this episode, we are talking about the 2024 Read Play Talk Fair that is scheduled for Saturday, March 23rd from 9 a.m. to noon at Mesquite High School.
Awesome. So let's just be straight up from the start. This is weird for me and Lindsay, right? Because it's just the two of us.
We don't have a guest.
We don't have anybody to talk to. So this may go off the rails.
It could be great.
It could be great. We don't know yet. So you provided, like you always do, a nice little outline for us. And I'm reading here, and it's the 6th annual Read, Play, Talk Fair. That's hard to believe.
I know.
And when we were talking about it, there's really actually more than six. Because we didn't hold a couple because
of
COVID and something else we couldn't remember.
Yeah, Read Play Talk's been around for more than 6 years. But yeah, because of that little COVID thing that came and disrupted all of our lives, we had to take off a couple of years. But yeah, we're coming back. Yeah. Year six.
These events are, this one and the one in the fall are always my favorite because you really get to put a light to everybody about what's going on with Read Play Talk. So as we get prepared for the one that's coming up in March, can you give us some details of what we're going to expect?
So there will be a lot of elements to this event that are the same, things that families have seen year after year, and that is, of course, we're having local businesses and organizations come in, and they're going to set up a booth space, but it's not like a vendor fair. I don't want people to think that they're going to be like haggled by all these businesses, like, come buy my stuff or whatever. We actually ask them not to sell anything at this event and not outwardly promote their services, but that they provide a game, activity, or craft for families to do as they travel through the event and travel the different booth spaces.
And we should say, these are vendors or businesses that care and want to promote Read, Play, Talk.
Yes.
They understand the importance of it in the community.
These are our community partners who are with us all year round. They do just different levels of partnerships with us all the time. And so this is a great way that we can bring them all together in one space. And they enjoy it. They love this event. They look forward to it every year. It's a free event for them to participate in, and it's free for families to attend. And obviously, the hope is that once families travel through the event space, they leave with lots of ideas on how they can read, play, and talk together at home.
Yeah, because each partner is really going to give them, in their own way, how they see it, how to read, play, talk. It really is a cool event, and I can't wait for it to happen again this year. So, you know, are we going to have, like we've had in years past, the instrument? What do you call it? The instrument?
Yes. So we don't do the instrument petting zoo anymore.
Petting zoo, that's what it was.
COVID, that was one thing that COVID took away from us. But we still will have a lot of MISD departments that are going to be present at the event, and Fine Arts is one of them. So they have a lot of our elementary music teachers come in, and they'll lead different games, songs, activities on the stage. And so parents get a little taste of what their kids might experience in elementary music class. So we'll have them. We'll have other MISD departments like the science department, the PE department, English Language Arts. Our friends KEOM will be there, and they will be broadcasting live from the event, which is always just a really fun element. Again, that's something that not a lot of districts have their own radio station.
I know,
that's something we get to showcase at this event. One thing that is new this year that I am super excited about is we have secured the Perot Museum's tech truck is going to be at this event. They're going to be providing an activity for families inside the tech truck and then also outside. So that is a new element that we're really excited about, and we hope that families will be excited about it as well.
Oh, I think it's probably 100% guaranteed that they'll be excited about it.
You'll see familiar faces. Child care group's going to be there. ASI Gymnastics, the Mesquite Police Department, Whataburger of Mesquite will be there. You know, a lot of our big community partners that are just really faithful to support us year-round.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be fun. So in addition to the fun, because you always have to have a resource element to it, right? We're trying to teach people some things as well. What kind of resources will be available for families, you know, while they're at the fair this year?
Yes. So our partners, a lot of them pass out little promo items from their business. Not every partner does that, but a lot of them do. So families will obviously get just little giveaways from different community organizations. Every child that comes to the event will get a free Read, Play, Talk bag. We also have a Scholastic Book Fair at this event. We have those at every single one of our events because we feel like if we're promoting to families, hey, you need to be reading at home, we want to provide them an opportunity to purchase something to read at home. So our elementary librarians will be running that section, but also our partners Book Drive for Kids, they are coming back this year and they are giving out free books to kids. Last year, it was amazing. They had so many books that they brought that they were just allowing families to take as many books as they wanted.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. I do remember that.
And so they are really excited to come back again this year and offer those resources, those books for families. And obviously, families will walk away with fun ideas, but also crafts maybe that they're making at the different vendor spaces.
Yeah, and sometimes they're really cool crafts. A couple of years ago, we had a t-shirt vendor, and they like got to screen print their own t-shirt.
Yes,
that was really cool.
That was fun.
So there's always something that I think kids and families will leave with. But let's get to the meat of the matter. And that's, why should families come to the Read, Play, Talk Fair this year?
Well, I have my reasons why I feel like families should come. I'm going to turn the tables, and I'm going to ask you, Jack, why should families come?
And I'm going to turn the tables. No, I'm just kidding. First off, let's talk about rising inflation, right? It's free.
Yeah.
Doesn't cost you anything except for some of your time and gas maybe to get there. But it's a really, really cool way to learn how to read, play, or talk with your kid. I mean, it's just that simple. And I think parents can leave with a child who's happy, that's enjoyed the time that they were there, and they can leave a little bit of information that they can take home with and employ Read, Play, Talk at home.
Yeah, I think that's perfect. I think the reason I would tell families to come is absolutely it's free. It's very hard to find family-friendly events that don't cost anything to attend. And really, families can come, not spend a dollar, even if you don't step into the Scholastic Book Fair. And your kids are still going to leave with stuff. They're still going to leave with books. And your family's going to leave with ideas on how they can read, play, and talk together at home. I also think it's a great way to introduce families to some of our big community partners, the ones that are really invested in the community,
ones
that are invested in our kids and in our school district. And also just to see like how great Mesquite ISD is and how great of a place it is.
Yeah,
to be.
I was just thinking that too, is how invested Mesquite ISD is in their community and their family.
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of important reasons to come.
Yes, definitely. I think a lot of times for parents, we get so caught up in our child's school or just their one experience. Mm-hmm. But the district is really an incredible place. And we've got so many talented people that run the different departments. And this is just a great way to showcase in a fun and safe environment the many moving parts of a school district.
You know, and I think sometimes it's fun for the kids because they get to go to the high school. Right?
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk about details. They get to go to Mesquite High.
Mesquite High School, which is my alma mater. Well, you know, Stingham, go Skeeters. Right. But it is going to be...
Everybody has a cross to bear.
The event, Saturday, March 23rd. So right after spring break, your kids are going to be back in school for a week. You're going to be looking for something to do that Saturday, March 23rd from 9 to noon at Mesquite High School. Going to come in through the entrance off of East Davis, not the one off of Beltline that everyone thinks is the entrance. It's actually, it looks like the side entrance closest to Hamby Stadium.
That's funny.
But we are going to fill part of the parking lot with, like I said, the Perot Museum's tech truck, Mesquite Police Squad car will be there, the Read, Play, Talk bus will be there, Kona Ice, and then inside all along Main Hall and in the gym and in the auditorium and in the library. Just tons of people, tons of organizations and businesses.
And it's over at noon, so you have the rest of the day
to
do whatever you want. So it's actually a great event. It's well planned. I think the timing is great, so can't wait.
I know. We hope you come. Please come and see us. It'll be a lot of fun. Come see KEOM, our friends who help us put on this podcast every month, and they would love to chat with you and show you what they've got going on.
There we go.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Read, Play, Talk podcast, talking about the 2024 Read, Play, Talk Fair. We hope you and your family will join us at this event on Saturday, March 23rd from 9 a.m. to noon at Mesquite High School. You can find us on social media, on Facebook and Instagram at Read Play Talk, and on Twitter at Read Play Talk TX.